Over the past month, we've examined recent changes of administration in three countries, the British Virgin Islands, Pakistan, and Sri Lanka. Now it is time to examine a fourth, the most recent change of administration in the United States. How does it compare to the others? The British Virgin Islands is a nation-state in principle, but it doesn't function very well. Its most recent administrative change came at the hands of the U.S. Drug Enforcement Agency, who arrested its prime minister for drug trafficking. Had he not been arrested, Britain would likely have deposed him anyway. Pakistan also had an administration change. Its prime minister had tried to stay in power. The matter went before the Supreme Court. And despite the fear of violence and popular uprising, Pakistan ousted a failing prime minister in its parliamentary vote that ended at 1:30 a.m. Sri Lanka changed administrations last month. An angry mob of thousands descended on the capital, assaulted the capital building, and forced the president from power, ending quasi-family rule. Now consider the United States. An angry mob of thousands descended upon the capital, assaulted the capital building. Senate voting took place anyway and ended at 3:45 a.m., ousting the president from power. A few days later, a now former president, who had enjoyed quasi-family rule, was tried before the Senate and Supreme Court Chief Justice and convicted. It is also plausible that more recent evidence will result in his arrest. Societies develop over time. All societies follow the same general pattern. Some societies are further ahead. Until this year, most people would have believed that the U.S. was at the leading edge of development. However, the events of January 6 suggest otherwise. The similarities between the U.S. and a failing nation-state, a nascent nation-state, and a quasi-fiefdom put our position into context. The January 6 committee wrapped up its hearings for the summer. Some have complained they are a waste of time. However, the broader view reveals the events of January 6 to be highly consequential, and preventing them from recurring is essential to preventing further societal regression by the United States. A few months of hearings is worth the price to preserve decades of development. It is not even a question.